Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. In order to understand this Mishnah, we need to explain the idea of chazaka. Chazaka means presumptive ownership. Now, normally when you're dealing with a portable object, metaltalin, so if one person is holding on to the object, he has a chazaka on it. We presume it belongs to him by virtue of the fact that he is in possession of it. However, real estate offers us a little bit of a quandary about how do we determine who is the machzik, who is holding on to it. Now, if we know that in the past this particular piece of real estate belonged to a particular person, there was edim, there was a deed, etc. So that presents us with the knowledge that this piece of karka, this piece of property belongs to so-and-so. However, what happens if instead of that person living there or operating there, somebody else has been there? At what point can we say that the new person who's now in the field or in the house or wherever it may be, at what point can we assume that they are indeed the new owner? Our Mishnah will introduce us to the idea that in most instances of real estate, there's something called a chazaka of shalosh shanim, of 3 years. And that is to say, if a person has been living or operating in a piece of real estate for 3 years, we could assume that they're the new owner. And this is despite the fact that they may not have a shtar mechira, they may not have a bill of sale that shows that they have purchased the property. So why is 3 years the factor? Because up to 3 years, we can assume that the purchaser of a piece of real estate will hold on to his document, because he's concerned that maybe the previous owner will come and maintain that it really belongs to them. But more than 3 years, a person doesn't hold on to his shtar. And therefore, the new owner, the new person who's been in the field, says that now that 3 years have gone by, sometime during these past 3 years, the original owner should have said something. And the fact that they didn't say anything, there was no what we call a macha, there was no protest, because if I had a protest, then I would have held on to my shtar, I would have held on to my document for even beyond the 3 years. That's why 3 years is the factor. So let's begin the Mishnah. Cheskas habatim, this presumptive ownership of houses, v'haboros, or pits, v'hashichin, which are long and narrow pits, v'hamaoros, covered pits, v'hashovachos, dovecotes for birds, v'hamer chatzaos, or bathhouses, or beis habadin, olive presses, a beis hashlochin, irrigated fields, v'havodim, or servants, v'chol shu'osa peros tadir, and anything that produces or is used on a regular basis. Chazkasan shalosh shanim miyom liyom, that the chazaka, the presumptive ownership, is based on 3 years from day to day, for complete 3 years. Now, there are some things that don't necessarily have to have a complete 3 years, because they produce the same or similar amount of produce within that another field might take 3 years, it can do it in a shorter time. Sedeh habal, if you have a non-irrigated field, a field that relies only on rainwater, cheskasa shalosh shanim, einam yom liyom, its chazaka will be 3 years, and it isn't from day to day, it's not a full 3 years, and that's because it produces only once a year. An irrigated field can produce many fruits and vegetables on an ongoing basis, and because it's going on an ongoing basis, we only consider it to be 3 years after the full year has passed. But a field which produces once a year, once that crop has passed, that's considered its year. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael clarifies this point. He says, Shlosha chadashim barishona, u'shlosha b'achrona, u'shnimasar b'emtza. He says, if you have 3 months at the beginning of one side of a year, and three after the year, and 12 months in between, harei shmona asar chodesh, that's 18 months, that's enough. That's because he says there is some types of grains that will ripen within 3 months. So you can have three months will ripen, then 12 months for a full year, and then another crop of 3 months, and that will give you what will be considered 3 years. You don't have complete years, but you have a produce from within 1 year, then 1 year, and then produce from within another year. That will make a total of 3 years over 18 months. Rabbi Akiva Omer, You only need Chodesh Barishona, V'Chodesh Bachrona, V'Shnimasar Chodesh B'Emtza. He holds of the same concept of the cutting down the 3 years or minimizing the 3 years, but he holds you can minimize it even more by just having 1 month, because he maintains there are certain things that even grow after just with 1 month, certain types of vegetables and animal feed that can sometimes just take a month. So you have 1 month and then month at the after the 12 months, V'Shnimasar Chodesh B'Emtza, and the 12 months in between, Hare Arba Asar Chodesh, only need 14 months, according to Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Shmuel comments and says, when is this true? Besad Alavan, with a grain field, and that is because fields of grain are all gathered at one time, and therefore, you only, over that 18, whether it's an 18-month period or 14-month period, you only have three groups that are active during that time. So, Aval Besad Elan, when it comes to a fruit orchard, he says, and each one may be picked in its own separate time. Kanas as tavuaso, if he gathers his tavua, and here it's referring to not grain, but it's referring to grapes. Masek as esav, and he's gathered his olives. Kanas as ketso, and he has gathered in his figs. Harei elu shaloshanim, that can be considered 3 years, even though it's all taken place within 1 year. However, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel, but no matter what type of field it is, you need a complete 3 years.